Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 130 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about cruelty.
Cruelty. That's good because the first question we got is, Donald Trump can say and do things that basically no one else on the planet can get away with.
Mostly true, I think. Yeah. He even said himself he could murder someone in Times Square with a million people watching and get away with it.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have anything to prove us differently, has he?
Seems to be Teflon.
Yeah. Man, it's just going to get worse.
Especially now that the Supreme Court that says once he's president, he can do anything he wants with no impunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He set it up. I mean, you can tell him. I mean, he's played the long game well. I mean, he's...
Republicans, probably. Yeah. I can't see him playing the long game. He wouldn't remember from the beginning of the sentence to the end.
No, I mean, it's all been a long game, though. But did we start giving him a little more credit than we need to?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think
he's just surrounded himself with billionaires and liquor yes men who have set things up for their benefit, and which accidentally aligns with his benefit?
Yeah. You're right. I mean, He's surrounded himself with people that will take the fall for him.
And prepare him, prepare the country or whatever for him if it's of benefit to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I don't think he's any kind of political genius.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think it's just, do you think it's all been just dumb luck?
I'd like to, but I just can't help but think that he's had a lot of help.
Yeah. He's definitely gotten a lot of help. He's needed help, but he's kind of done. I hate giving the guy credit at all, and I'm not really giving him credit. It's just that people have drank the juice and will follow him to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? It's not like he's put in any more crazy. You know what I mean? He's still just as crazy as could be.
And still grifting.
And still, yeah, doing what he wants to do.
Selling now, like, $1,000 Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
And there's people out there who probably can't afford it or buying them up, like...
Just, like, crazy.
Well, maybe in a million years those will be valuable and people go, I can't believe they elected this guy. Here's a Christmas ornament that proves it.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Has Donald Trump forever desensitized America to cruelty?
No, because we're still doing our podcast, aren't we? There's other ones out there, too.
What does that have to do with desensitizing?
We're still putting up a fight. We're still out there talking about it.
But I don't think our podcast is going to make any difference.
Okay.
The basis of that question is, has the bar been lowered?
For him?
For everything.
Yeah, of course. He lowered the bar years ago. He changed it. He changed the political landscape as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we don't want to accept it, he has.
Well, I've said over and over again that he's done things that not too long ago would end any politician's career forever.
Yeah.
And it just bounces off of him
right away.
I don't think people have always said politicians were liars.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like now they sort of expect him to lie.
This generation of politicians is... It seems worse than the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It just makes it easier for the next guy and the next guy and the next guy.
Yep. Well, that's what they were saying. They said if he won, that politics will have changed ever since he's been in politics. But they said ever since, if he wins, the decorum will never be the same in politics.
Yeah. And that decorum has dried up long before he was a presidential candidate. I think that started with Monica Lewinsky because Bill Clinton's impeachment trial, they had to talk about things that polite people in civil discourse did not talk about. Presidential sex and stains on dresses and whatever.
And such.
And that just made it more okay for everyone else to be less civil.
Okay.
And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I could see how it goes. I mean, it's gonna happen. That's gonna happen. So.
I'd hate to blame Trump on Bill Clinton, but because, but in my memory, that's where it started.
Yeah, no, that's, I agree with you. I agree with you too. But I think he's brought it to another level.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whole nother level.
Yeah, now, the idea that a politician would at least appear to be honest is now considered quaint.
You're right. For reasons that will be analyzed for years to come, consequences seem to evade him at every turn.
And that's the big difference between him and everyone else. He can do whatever he wants with no consequences. And now the Supreme Court has told him he has no consequences. As long as he can call it a presidential act, he can do whatever he wants. Just imagine anybody else did those things.
When it happened.
The concept of judgment, ju justice, depends on consequences. It basically says people are no damn good and they won't be any good unless sh they have consequences for those actions. And he doesn't, he d hasn't had any consequences and won't have any. So just imagine what will happen.
Well, then the consequences, he's gotten, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, we've told him we're going to do things, but we haven't done anything. So I guess there has been no consequences.
No?
You're right. I was going to say, well, no, there has been, but there hasn't been at all.
And what judgments and whatever have been put down on him, all of those judges have pretty much withdrawn them, saying, we won't prosecute a president.
Were there judges that he appointed or well.
Yeah, just think about that. Imagine you could do whatever you want with no consequences.
Well, see, it's mind-numbing if you think about it, isn't it?
Trump has thoroughly desensitized voters to behaviors that in another era would have deemed him disqualifying as a president.
Would you agree with that 100%? Well, if you look at it, I mean, he's convicted 34 times. Yeah, that's one. 34 times. What else?
Just one of those rape allegations.
What have been gone?
Yeah.
Rape
Just
allegations,
not that long ago.
failed businesses, failed schools, everything. I mean, there's a laundry list. So there's him.
And how do we go back to that? You just can't.
No, you can't. Just gotta remember it.
Yeah.
The national bar for outrage keeps rising. Has it really, though?
There hasn't been any outrage, here the past few days, that insurance CEO that was murdered. There's no outrage for that murder.
No.
I mean,
None.
people love it.
Yeah. I mean, people are excited about it. It's kind of disturbing.
Yeah. And I every time a person dies, an entire universe is gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought about death.
Yeah.
But nobody, people are laughing about this.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, he's gotten his comeuppance.
Yeah, which is crazy. I mean, he's a father. He's got kids. Mm-hmm. Still, people don't care.
And you and I, and probably everyone we know, are among the people who are laughing about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of, it's disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
There is no outrage.
Yeah.
But really the only outrage is put on the insurance industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's where the real outrage is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're almost treating the guy that did the shooting almost as a hero.
Sort of a Robin Hood.
Of a Robin Hood, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're trying to say they're looking for him, but are they really?
Hmm.
I mean, they're putting out a
ton. Oh, I'll bet the police, yes, any cop, it would make their career to find him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are people hiding this guy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not in a conspiratorial way, it's just...
Mum's the word.
Well, it's just like, I don't necessarily, you know, people are thinking I don't agree with his method, but mm-hmm. I agree with his means and are probably helping him.
Mm-hmm.
I have no proof for that, but
no, yeah.
That's just my gut feeling.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you too. That's crazy though.
Our ability to be shocked has dwindled.
Think so?
I for think sure.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nowadays it's, I remember like one of the first school shootings, what happened, people were like, it was outraged, people freaked out. Now it's like, oh how many?
Another one today.
Another one, how many? Mm-hmm. How many people died? Oh, okay. You know what I mean? No shock or no, nah, you know I mean? It's just, it's sad. It's just the people have come, a tally point.
Now that a big millionaire CEO was killed,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if some ideas about gun control are going to change, where a whole bunch of school children dying had no effect whatsoever.
Hmm. Yeah. You think?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The NRA has practically disappeared.
Yeah.
They've been harassed out of business, pretty much.
Have they?
But that First Amendment, that's still going strong.
Oh, yeah. There's that First Amendment's going to, it's never going to go anywhere. Do you think?
So I don't, while I always suspected NRA lobbying to be a big part of that, it doesn't appear that it's made any difference.
Hmm. Hmm. All right. We get bored reading about the man's many indiscretions.
We're talking about Trump here.
Yes.
It's true. He probably, at this point, would have to murder someone before anybody would notice.
You think so? Probably.
You know, another... I can't think of... He appoints Dr. Oz to the medical cabinet. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to kill somebody before it would be news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. And brag about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I don't know. Don't even want to think about it if you could ever try it.
I don't think he would kill an individual, but... He probably wouldn't have no problem with killing a whole class of people, like immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Or telling them to do it. Telling some other group to do it.
Telling the troops. You know, he's the head of the army. And
he can do all that now, can't he?
Yeah.
That's so freaking scary.
Oh, what's more scary is his finger is on the nuclear button.
Mm-hmm. That's so frightening, isn't it?
Hmm.
Wow. Trump's followers argue that his success is a symptom, not the cause, and the country's bad behavior. Of the country's bad behavior. Want to read it again?
I'm just thinking about that. Of course, his followers are going to say whatever they can say to make him look better. He is a symptom of our times, but I think mainly because of his agenda. I mean, those times didn't exist without him.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Isn't it scary that over half the people voted for him? I mean, knowing what we all know about him, and they voted for him anyway. It's like half the country just stuck up their middle finger and said, I want to get out my lawn furniture and watch this nation burn.
Yeah, but it's almost like there's... And now the people who lost, though, are the ones that are turning around saying F-A-F-L.
And they're the only ones that knew.
We're sitting back now going, okay, you decided this. Have fun. That's my feelings of it right now are. Into the F-A-F-L.
Probably a lot of people, but eventually something's going to happen that affects you.
Yeah.
And your outrage is going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And having organized during the AIDS pandemic, I can say, use your anger.
Yeah.
Don't let your anger use you.
Use it against.
Use your anger.
Mm-hmm.
Don't push it down. Let it motivate you.
Mm. I think that's where a lot of people are right now, or they're trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully we won't have to use our anger.
The writing's on the wall. We know.
I know.
Things are going. Voters continue to rebuke others who try to act similarly. Now, this is an interesting point.
Okay.
There are other Trump-like politicians, and people aren't voting for them. I'll read the next.
Okay.
Mark Robinson, a Trump-endorsed anti-gay politician who called himself a black Nazi and a perv for pornography, featuring transgendered actors, was soundly rejected by voters. Now that sounds just like a black version of Trump.
Mm.
But this guy got trounced. He does all the same things that Trump would do, but he was defeated in the election. So explain that. If it's just a matter of the line has moved in our times, why didn't this guy get elected too?
I don't know. Thank God he did.
It has something to do with Trump himself.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've also thought that Trump is the Bodie McBoatface of politicians. Bodie McBoatface was the British. They were going to cast a naval ship, and they wanted to find a name for it. So they had a contest on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
People could submit names, and other people could vote on it. And one of those names, somebody as a joke put Bodie McBoatface. And it won. I mean, like by 70%. Of course, they didn't actually use that name.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, people will do things just to fuck with you. And I can't help but think that Trump is one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, it very well could be. That seems to be the case, doesn't it?
Especially when there are other politicians that are just as bad who are not benefiting from it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? There's a quote, and I can't remember exactly how it goes. It's something about putting the jester in charge does not make the jester a king. It makes the kingdom a circus.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. You're right. Huh. Sorry. I'm just thinking about all this stuff. So do you think this is going to just going to keep going and going and going and going, or?
It's got to meet some kind of critical mass.
When do you think that'll hit?
I don't know.
That's what's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not even in office yet.
Yeah. And this thing with the CEO shooting, conditions are just like they were in the French Revolution.
Oh, really? That's scary.
I think there will be a revolt.
Think so? Like a big coup?
A politician, probably Trump, will do something that definitely goes over the line, and then enough people will get mad about it to say, this has to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that will do to our country.
Pretty scary, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Never thought we'd see it here. Hopefully it won't. Okay. Where are we at?
Every time Trump crosses a new line, he makes it that much easier for the next guy to do the same.
That should just be a statement read to the MAGA.
And I think they'd like that idea. Yeah. They'd like it to accelerate.
But don't you think that's happening right now?
I can't think of an example of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Maybe going out and killing the CEO of a company is the beginning of it.
Hmm.
I mean, that's sort of similar to putting his head in a guillotine.
Yeah.
So maybe it's already started.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have to see. Okay. Americans have internalized the idea that expecting our political leaders to be good people is quaint and foolish.
I think we talked about that before. Yeah. Is it possible to resensitize the electorate to scandal and cruelty?
Doubt it. Not as long as he's around.
I just said, it's gonna have to take something big to meet that kind of critical mass to where people will revolt and say, I'm not going to put up with this anymore.
Okay. Yeah, something big's going to have to happen.
In the AIDS crisis, it was like the third year of Reagan's term where he did the State of the Union and didn't mention AIDS.
Oh, really?
That was the critical. I mean, people were dying.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who were dying said, I have nothing to lose.
Really?
So I'm going to go out with a bang.
And that's when they started talking about it?
Having the die-ins, shutting down train systems, clogging up politics.
Really?
Protesting the National Institute of Health. Those were all done by people who were angry and scared and had nothing to lose.
Wow. See, I didn't know all about that. I didn't know they did all that. Wow. Yeah. That's so sad.
And that's what it's going to take.
Mm-hmm. Some people today are too young to even remember Trump's first time running for president. They have grown up with the cruelty. It's a pretty good statement.
A lot of the new voters, we expected them to vote Democrat, but they didn't.
No, not at all. Need to keep that in mind next time, because we automatically thought that they were going to all the left.
And all these new voter registrations, they all went to the right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You need to figure out how to get them in the first place.
And people are saying the Democrats are going to have to be as nasty as the Republicans to win next time.
I don't doubt it.
That's lowering the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the bar is already underground.
Yeah. But what do you do, though? Do you just let the bar stay there? Or do you try to raise it? Do you try to stay where it's at? Do you try to get lower?
I think some fundamental changes are going to have to happen.
The whole party needs a whole overhaul.
Yeah.
So.
And having a two-party system, while it keeps either party from becoming too extreme, I don't think most people want to be Democrat or Republican. I think they'd like to be somewhere in between. And I really wish there was an in-between party.
Like a centrist party.
That they could vote for.
Yeah. Me too. I think a lot of people feel that way too.
But how many times, remember Ross Perot was going to make a third party? Anyway, many times people have tried to make a third party and it's just never succeeded. Mm. Probably because the two existing parties are too powerful to, and they don't want a third party.
I don't know. But I think it would be a good idea if they could do it. You have the independent party, but it's not really a party, is it?
Mm-mm. Really, all it does is steal votes from one side
from
or
one
the,
side
other.
The other. Yeah, I don't know, but we need to do something. I mean, they tried to put the no-ticket party, and then that turned out that it was another shadow.
Yeah, that was a fraud.
Fraud for another, one of the Democrats or the Republican. Yeah, so I don't know, but I think we do need definitely at least two more parties, I would say. But I'd be happy with one.
Don't the British have something like 17 parties?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, anything would be better right now. Don't you think?
We should start by trying to remember how we felt when all of this was still new. And that applies to you and me and people of our age group, because these new voters, they've never known anything else.
Yeah, correct.
Over and over again in this podcast, I have said, I just can't believe any one of those things that Trump has done would have ruined any other politician. How does this happen?
I don't know.
Are you done?
I don't know what to say. I
could tell by the way your arms are crossed that you've been done with this conversation for a while now.
I'm sorry. I mean, you've always had better advice than I do on these issues. I kind of just clam up and don't know what to do.
Well, I always think.
Yes.
Like you said, that's probably why I can't sleep at night.
I get mad. So, there we are, folks. You have a funny joke for us this week?
Yes. Trump and Vance are backstage at a rally. Trump says, "The less immigrants we have, the better." Vance corrects him and says, "The fewer." And Trump says, "Never call me that in public."
That's very good. It's a spin on an old joke, but it's a good one. That's a good one. You're very proud of yourself, and you should be. All right.
We hope you enjoyed episode 130 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.